This is
Mythical.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Welcome to Best Friends Back All Right, the show where two high school best friends try the best friend thing again. I'm Negin Homayfar.
And I'm Stevie Wynn Levine. And today we are opening a time capsule that 12-year-old me put together for myself to open today. They are listening to this November 4th, 2022. A time capsule I have not looked at since 12-year-old me packed it together back in 1999.
I gotta say, I am just impressed that you still have this capsule in hand, that it's in on your person in Los Angeles, all the way from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah, I remember like the first, let's say, year after putting the time capsule together, the urge to just open that baby up and rifle through things. And I remember having a conversation with myself, at least in that first year, that was like, you can't do that. You cannot do it. You leave it on the shelf.
Oh, I wanted to know, where was it?
It was, okay. Yeah. There was a set of bookshelves in my room growing up, and it was on the top of the – it wasn't even on the top shelf. It was on the top of the bookshelf.
Oh, so you did try to create some space for yourself.
Yeah, I did. I did. and then once you get past that first year, you know, it gets easier. And then I just, you know – at a certain point, my mom, which I believe I talked about in season one, my mom was just like, I'm not keeping any of your crap in this house. And of course, one of the things was the time capsule. So I legitimately have no idea what is in this thing.
I hope that you have some like loose teeth.
Yeah. You know? I remember choosing 2022 on my birthday because I knew it was my 35th birthday. And I remember as a kid thinking, 35, that's when you're an adult. That's when you should have your shit together.
You should definitely have a will at 35.
I just don't know what 12-year-old me would try to communicate to adult have her shit together me.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about to find out today. And I am anxious as fuck. I don't, because the thing is like, it could be super disappointing. It could be something that I like break down in tears about, or more than likely it's like something in between.
In between,
know? And a lot of stuff that I'm going to be like, what is this? Like, why did you put this in here? You know, this is pre-bat mitzvah me, but probably post getting my period for the first time me. So Cassie did ask this morning, like, is there going to be a tampon in there? And I thought, you know, I don't think 12-year-old me would have been like, you know what 35-year-old me needs? A 1999 tampon.
Well, you know, I love a vintage pad.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You never know. I mean, you like, did I stick stuff in here with like that 12-year-old sense of humor? You know, I don't know. Is there a joke? Did I write myself a joke? Who knows?
Who knows? And, you know, I never got to do a project like this when I was young.
Yeah.
And so I do feel like I'm going to be living vicariously through you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, sure. There's going to be plenty of stuff in here that you could just live through, I'm sure. Yeah.
In my fantasy of like doing one of these, it always involved burying the box in the yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Totally. That's like a real time capsule. That's like a time capsule you want like
the next, treasure chest.
yeah, like the next millennium of human beings to see. I make no promises for this, but my anxiety level is high, so please distract me with whatever you were up to this past week. How have you been?
The last weekend was great. It has been an intense few weeks, and I needed some family time. And so my sister and her family and Zach and I and Kishmish drove down to North Carolina last weekend and hung out in Greensboro. And by hung out in Greensboro, I mean we were at my parents' house 24 hours a day. Okay. And it was so nice to be around everyone. But the part of it that I think you'll appreciate is that Nas had her 20th high school reunion.
Oh, that's a big one.
And she went to it.
Where was it?
It was at
Green Valley Girl.
Bearded Goat.
Oh, the bearded goat
in Revolution Mills.
Okay.
And the attire was cute and casual. Mm. But because she's a homophobe, she had heels on, a dress on.
Because she's a homophobe. It's like, oh, okay. This took a turn.
Fun fact. Is this are we near the end of season 3? Or at the beginning, we're somewhere in the middle. It's a good time for you to learn about my family.
I think it's a good time for you to learn what part of the season we're in. Anyway, sorry, she looked really cute.
She looked so cute. I mean, it was like a major, Nas was like so responsible. She was kind of like us in high school, goody two shoes to the max. And she just went with her glow up and she took on that reunion. And she said it was really nice. There were like plenty of, you know, awkward moments and like, who are you again? Mm. And, you know, whatever.
So people showed up. It wasn't just like one friend group that was there.
No. I mean, she didn't even coordinate with her closest high school friends. So like whoever showed up because they were courageous enough to go on their own or with their partner. Huh. Okay. There was no plan. But yeah, she had a nice time and it made me think, all right, we could do this. We could
only totally if you do this. Organize it. Only if oh you my step God. Up to your...
I should have asked her who organized it.
Yeah,
damn.
You need to do some. Are you having tea? Is it tea time?
Sorry, my tinkling. Yeah. Didn't mean to.
In a very specific tea-esque way.
It's not. I'm having a cappuccino.
Oh, fancy. Okay.
I got a machine and my life has changed.
Oh.
I don't need to buy outside coffee.
I don't have the counter space. Listen, Cassie was gifted one of those like hydroponic little like herb growing gardens that you put on your kitchen counter. And I was like, this is so cute. But I'm immediately thinking about my counter space right now.
What am I going to have to give up for this?
Yeah. Yeah.
What did you do this weekend?
Well, at that small friend gathering where she was gifted this garden, we carved pumpkins, which whenever I get the opportunity to do that, I don't take the most mature approach. Mostly because like I'm not very talented when it comes to any kind of like illustration or like creativity in that particular way. So
was it a pee-pee or vagina?
So yeah, so here's the thing. I think four years running that I've chosen some part of anatomy to do on my pumpkin. I think year one, it was boobs. I was very pleased with myself. They looked really great.
Okay.
Because, I mean, of course they would. The next year, it was a dick and balls, which is my least favorite, which you already know.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of like, we're drawing penises on things. Come on. Then last year, it was... a vagina. It was great. I used a pumpkin seed as the clit, and I think I really achieved something. It was really
so
nice.
You had like
can
you
I
had
say
like,
clit? I'll say clit.
Like yeah. So you had like a suspended
this is gonna be a TikTok
pumpkin
clit,
seed,
and Logan's gonna get an email from our social media manager that's like, can you take out when she said just drop the audio when she says clit. And then it's just going to be a clip of me saying clit, but every time the audio is out, and then that's the TikTok.
Okay, so then to make this harder for Logan, when you put the pumpkin seed in, was the clit like something that was suspended or like kind of wedged between pumpkin?
It kind of, yes. But I used some kind of adhesive to place it. And it really stuck on there. Really stuck on there. And then so this year I was like, well, I just don't know what to do. You know, I've done the boobs. I've done the dick and balls. I've done the vagina.
Have you done a butthole?
But you know what was on the table? A butthole was on the table. And so I was like thinking about it. I was thinking about my creative approach and I was like, yeah, I could just put a butthole on the pumpkin, you know. Yeah. And honestly, a little bit of a difficult artistic thing going on there. Because you have to get the
grooves.
Yeah, the grooves. And so, but then I thought, what if I did the pumpkin's butthole? So, like, if you were, yes, yes.
I love that.
So,
I love
that. So, basically, like, if you're looking at my pumpkin from the front, it doesn't look like it's carved at all. But then when you go around the back of my pumpkin, it has this little crinkle star, like, where the butt of the pumpkin would be.
And just a light, beautiful light shining through.
Yes, yes. And so, like, I worked really hard to, like, you know, get all the inside, the guts out and then carve that little pumpkin butthole, and then like I put the candle in and I lit it and I put the top on and I stepped back and that butthole was glowing, and I tell you, it what a rush of dopamine, serotonin, whatever the heck you get when I saw that glowing pumpkin butthole. I knew I had done something.
I am very impressed.
I was so excited. But for some reason in Los Angeles, every time we carve pumpkins, like 2 days later, the entire thing is filled with mold.
I think it's rotted.
It's just, it's so hot here that that's the thing. But anyway.
It's a bad booty.
That's what I did with my weekend. I carved a pumpkin butthole.
I love the approach that you took.
Thank you.
Next year, if you want to do it again, but you need something new.
Yeah.
I suggest, you know, the stems on top.
Yeah.
I thought the butthole was going to be on the bottom.
I thought about that. Yes, yes. I discussed that with Cassie. I discussed that possibility. This is what you have to do as my partner. You have to listen to me go. We were on a hike and I was like, and so what if the butthole? Yes, I decided against that approach. Maybe as a mold precaution, which ultimately didn't help me anyway. I will say that I did need to drill some like just air holes into the pumpkin to get the flame to have enough light, you know?
That makes sense.
But I really enjoyed it. And also, like, sometimes it's hard to have a dick and balls on your porch, you know? And so to have the subtlety.
You guys have so many kids in your neighborhood.
Yeah. And then it's like, what's that? And it's like, you know, I'd rather not like get into that. So the butthole served me well, which is a phrase I didn't think I was going to say. Well, okay. So here's the thing. If I am on this plane, I'm tapping into 12-year-old me. I'm hoping that by liking a pumpkin butthole, me as a 12-year-old also would have liked the pumpkin butthole. And so are we on the same plane here? Can we enter into this time capsule with the right mentality, you know?
Yes. Let's do it. Boobs, butts, and balls. Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. So fun fact about the time capsule is, and I'll put it up here so you can see it for the first time.
Oh my gosh.
It is a 1999-2000 time capsule. It's like this, it's like a, for those listening, it's like a kit that basically you buy at the store. It wasn't like a school project. It was like a thing that I decided to do on my own.
Oh, you just did this on your own?
Yeah. It's like
that speaks volumes.
And it says, a look at my world at the turn of the millennium. And it's like, so that's the branding, is like this 1999-2000
Y2K style.
Yeah.
And just so people know, this is a large cylindrical package.
Metal package.
Yeah.
And then look at, see the top. Do not open until November 4th, 2022. Now, of course, when y'all are listening to this, it's November 4th. But of course, we're not recording this on November 4th. So of course, after waiting 23 years to open this, producer me has decided that I'm going to ruin it by the pre-pro of this podcast, but I think it's okay.
Hey,
I think
we appreciate the sacrifice you're making.
Okay, so this is 1999.
How heavy is this?
It's pretty hefty. I would say about I'm going to say like when you 15 pounds. No, 10. 15? 10, 10, 10, 10. 10 pounds.
Okay. I think so. 10 you can pounds. Pick it up with one hand easily, up and down. Like
I
a
would
curl.
Say 8 to 10. Okay. I don't know. Whatever. You know, it's hefty yeah. enough. It's not just paper. Now, in preparation for this episode, we had talked about maybe looking back at some childhood memories, perhaps some birthday memories. And the first birthday of mine, before we get to the time capsule, that popped into my head was when I think of, like, the best birthday I ever had as a kid. This is yeah. so nerdy. One time for my birthday, my parents allowed me to choose, I think it was 3 friends to all go to the North Carolina State Fair and in Raleigh. And okay. it was so fun. And we, like, got to, you know, pet all the animals and eat all the food. And I don't know. And, like, Smokey the Bear was there. It was, like, one of those things. But of course, I just loved yeah. the state fair. And so and that stands out to me as the best, you know, birthday of my childhood. And I was thinking when I was, you know, doing research for this episode, I was like, I must have been like 8 or 9. Like, that yeah. seems right. Well, I have a T-shirt because that was the other thing is my parents got us all T-shirts. So 1 second. And I was not 8 or 9. I was 12 because the year was
1999. This was your year, Stevie.
Yeah. And it says the last affair of the century, North Carolina State Fair, 1999.
Damn.
So the same year that I had my memorable birthday party, that I got my period, and that I put my time capsule together, was all in 1999.
You got your period this year too?
I think I got my period when I was, yeah, I was 12.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. What's your most memorable childhood birthday?
Once you get your period.
When did you get your period?
Which is another interesting story. My most memorable birthday was when I was either like 9 or 10. I have a picture and I can see the candles on the cake, but not clearly enough. Like some of the flames look like, you know, flames from one large candle or 2 at a time. So 8 or 9 is what, or 9 or 10, excuse me, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
But we had a bunch of girls from my elementary school and my neighbors come over. It was an all-girls party.
Of course. Yes.
I don't know if you remember my backyard, but, you know, when you walk out, there's a porch and then there's a hill that goes up. So my house is kind of at the bottom of one hill and the start of another. So you go outside and you look up and kind of there's a slope. And we had my birthday's in May, so it was warm weather. And we had a huge water balloon fight. Tons of fun. We're slipping and sliding everywhere because, you know, the water hill. Balloons are breaking. Sure, yeah. And there's a hill. And we start stuffing water balloons in our bathing suit tops.
Yeah.
So there are tons of photos of 9 or 10-year-old girls walking around with huge tits. And it is the funniest thing. And that was at the time of Baywatch. And this was not a show that I was allowed to watch. I just remember seeing like commercials for it and Pam Anderson being really big at that time. And so there are these photos of us like crawling on the grass.
No!
Yes! Oh my God. It's amazing. But there's this photo where I'm sitting behind my cake, which is an ice cream cake, which I know you love
yeah.
too. You had to kind of blow out the candles on those things real quick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was from like, what was that place? Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah. Or Carvel.
Carvel. Yeah. I think this was a Baskin-Robbins one. And my hands are out, like just out in ecstasy. I have these 2 water balloons in my in my bikini top. My mouth is open. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then my little brother, who's like 2 or 3 at that time, is standing behind me with 2 water guns in his hand.
America.
It's fucking America. Yeah, exactly. And little girls are like sitting around me with their hands just on their chest. Because we're all not used to this, Felix.
Yeah, yeah.
It was,
I love that.
The best birthday I think I ever had. There was just such glee and silliness.
I love that. Ugh. Yeah, the ice cream
I should
cake
do that again.
Was my go-to. Now I don't. Do you have a cake when people ask you what cake you want? That you
I just
say?
Decided. I just decided what I want it to be because I always like
because May is just right around the corner. Yeah,
right around the corner. I fucking love cheesecake.
Okay, that's what Cassie chose cheesecake. For her birthday. She wanted. There's a place in Brooklyn called Junior's Cheesecake, and they're on Gold Belly, so you can order whole cheesecakes and have them shipped overnight. And she really wanted a cheesecake.
I'm just gonna commit to that because I feel like I'm like, oh, cheesecake's so rich. Who the fuck cares? It's your birthday. Live it up.
You should get what you want. I'm not a famous.
What are you?
I don't have a cake preference anymore. I'm more of a my new adult tradition for my birthday that I've kept, well, pre-pandemic and then will continue. When you're listening to this episode, I will be at Korean barbecue. Because that is my favorite, like, group event activity.
That is great.
You get to eat, you get to drink, you get to chat and sit around, and I love it. And so as long as that is on the agenda, I don't really care much about what the cake is.
You don't need the dessert necessarily.
Yeah. I'm also just not a big sweets person. I know. I'm not a real sweet person, and I'm not a big sweets person.
Do you have, like, a separate, like, outfit? You know, I feel like whenever I go to Korean barbecue, I come home smelling, like, all the meats that I just grilled.
Oh, yeah. No, no. You just got to commit. You got to be wearing one of those outfits. Plus, the place that we go, you can't make – really get into the details, you can't make a reservation at the KBBQ place that I like the best, but across the street there's a bar, and that bar's name is – Tobang, which is the best name for a bar. So you put in your name at the KBBQ place and they're like, it will be an hour to an hour and a half. And you're like, that's fine. I will go drink across the street.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I think it's time.
Can I make a request?
Yeah.
When you open it, I'm curious what it smells like.
Oh.
Like how, you know, like
it's
is it
the
old
time
paper?
Capsule and vaginas for you, isn't it?
No. I just want to
do you
I
want
just
me
wanna
to
be
do
like
some wafting. The, some general wafting in my area.
Okay. Yes. Okay, ready?
All right.
Three. Two.
Yikes.
Oh, what? And the top is off. She's smelling it. There's a lot of stuff in there.
You know, it kind of smells like, it doesn't smell old. First of all, I want to cry immediately.
Well preserved.
And I don't know why, but it smells a little bit like, kind of like glue. Like a little bit like, which I see some arts and crafts items in here. So it's smelling a little like glue paper situation.
Okay.
Okay. Immediately, there is a deflated orange balloon with a green ribbon around it.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, is this my 12th birthday celebration that I like put in?
That's a good guess.
And some floral tissue paper. I really thought this one through. Thank you, me. for putting these things in here.
This would definitely underline the hoarder tendency.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, here is a nylon balloon that is really wrapped up. It doesn't even say anything. It doesn't say anything.
It's balloon. Is it an interesting shape?
Oh, it says Stepani, which I believe used to say Stephanie.
Yeah. Hey, you had a customized balloon.
It's in silver marker paint. it was clearly
so your
written
mom
on.
Customized your balloon.
Okay, interesting. Oh, I'm seeing some Hebrew.
Shulamit.
Okay,
pull
wait,
it
before,
out.
Okay, I'll go with the Hebrew next. Wow, this might be my Haftorah portion.
Tell us, what is that?
Don't put me on the spot like that.
I don't know what it is. Is this what you like? It's said at your
It's like
bat mitzvah?
It's partially something that I performed at my bat mitzvah.
Okay,
you know, was I at this point? I'm like, was I just obligatory throwing shit in here? I'm like, yeah, throw the half Torah portion in there in that nylon balloon. Okay, far I'm underwhelmed, but I will tell you that there's much more to come. Here's a
those
pink
could have
ribbon.
Been the fillers, you know.
Oh, here is a comic from
a
newspaper.
Like a newspaper? Okay.
The Family Circus.
The what? Family Circus
from 1997. This is terrible. Billy Scott Adams could draw Dilbert better than this. The car wouldn't hold still. Daddy reviews Billy's vacation cartoons. What the actual fuck is this?
Okay. Let's go with the you had a subtle sense of humor at that point and you were still developing. Your eyes are bulging.
I'm so confused by that. Why would that be in there? I don't even understand it. Okay. Let's go on to there's a set of photos in here.
Oh, yes.
This is me as the narrator for
the play
that was, what was it, a Hanukkah or a Purim play with what appears to be a very giant, like a pita bread in my hand. And I am wearing a denim vest. And a really cool watch.
Well, we heard about that Purim play, so I love bringing that back around.
We also have a photo of me on the Twisters, the soccer team. This is a photo. There's a lot going on here. There's a lot of my thigh going on here. This is a photo, I believe, of one of my grandmother's kittens, Kit.
Popular girl number two loves that thigh.
So it was meant to be a kitten photo, but it really's got a lot of thigh going on in it. This curation of photos is very interesting here.
Yeah.
We have a photo of, we had to do these historical presentations for class where we dressed up as different things. And I dressed up as one of the Wright brothers. And then we had to, for some reason, present in Barnes & Noble. And so there's a lineup of everyone dressed up as historical figures in Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble was a great bookstore. I would have killed to have the opportunity to perform there.
Some kind of stage performance at the synagogue. Oh, and this is the only photo in which anything's written. It's a photo of my sister, like, giving finger guns to the camera.
Oh.
And on the back it says, Sister Jessica, 7 years old, Holden Beach, 1997.
Oh.
So everything else I was meant to remember, but I needed to remind myself, this is
your
my
sister.
This is my sister.
I do love that we both have memories of our little siblings holding up guns.
Yes! Oh my God. Okay, this is part of the kit. There is a time capsule message to the future. There is an envelope with something I've written to my children. To my children in this envelope. Okay. We're going to put that aside.
We're going to have to rip that one open.
There's also a checklist of inventory of things that you should have put in the time capsule. And about a third of those things are
checked.
Are checked. We also have... Oh, my
God.
That
looks like a Lost Colony thing. Is that the Lost Colony?
It is. It's a Lost Colony thing.
Oh, my God. Can you tell me how I knew that just by looking at the map on the side?
That is crazy. That is crazy.
I can't believe that you have that in there, Stevie.
This is a pamphlet, a brochure for the Lost Colony Theater Under the Stars on North Carolina's Outer Banks.
Yes.
For the summer of 1998. Oh,
holy
my God.
Cow.
Of all the things. I love that. I love that this is in the time capsule, too. I'm like,
that is
the
amazing.
Lost Colony performance was a performance of 3 decades. It must go in. There's also a brochure for Jamestown Settlement and Yorktown Victory Center.
Also, yeah, very, very significant. Seems like we were on the same school trip.
I love like living history stuff, as you know.
Yeah.
Here is a, I'm going to say paper, but it's, okay. This is obviously written in character because the date on it is April 29th, 1848.
Ooh, okay.
And it has markings from a teacher that says, "Well done. This is quite a saga. I enjoyed reading it. Type it and give it to me sometime next week." And it says, "Keep your chin up, your head held high, and always wear a smile.
Oh.
My dad's last words. I will always remember." Oh, this was Irish. This was supposed to be an Irish person. It says da instead of dad. This is an Irish person in 1848.
Da.
"William, your time has passed. Pay the rent now or regrets will follow. But sir, I pay your rent. All I heard was screams. Pay your rent, William. I'm carried down to rest in the green Irish soil."
Did he kill William? Did he kill William for not paying rent?
That's all this paper says. I don't know. This gives me so much appreciation for what teachers have to do because it's like you get turned in this like sheet of paper that says this on it. And it's like, you know what I'll do is I'll make some comments to like help the situation.
Yeah.
It says, "How about I laid my dad to rest in the rich Irish soil?" As the final sentence. Because it's like, because the sentence you wrote isn't a sentence. Riveting, riveting. I hope everyone's enjoying this as much as I am.
This one's a crumpled piece of paper. Very uncharacteristic.
This is crumpled. This is July 1997. So we're no longer in the Irish countryside. "Hi, my name is Stephanie Levine. I was born 1987, November 4th. Did not know how to write dates correctly at this time. In this box." Oh, okay. This is the letter to myself or to someone. I guess it's to someone because I don't need to remind myself of what my name is. "In this box, I have pictures, newspaper clippings, an Annie ticket to the musical, and a math award."
Yes, girl.
"Here are some of my favorite things. Oh, favorite sport, soccer, colors."
What?
"Red, white, and blue."
Oh, look at this patriotic girl.
"Favorite play, Annie. Favorite song, maybe from the play Annie." Favorite food, pizza. "Favorite singer, Joanna Pattis from the play Annie."
Oh my God. This girl's an Annie.
Whoever's
stan.
Reading this right now. I love Annie. Oh, also JTT, really cute.
Wow. Okay.
"Jonathan Taylor Thomas." It was the ending message. Then it just says 1999 Steph.
Okay.
Wow. That is telling. That's pretty damn good. That is pretty damn good. Okay. Here's a letter from my sister to me. In an envelope.
Okay, definitely want to see that too.
Here's a picture of my cat.
Oh.
And it says on the back in all caps, "Nikki, the best cat I've ever had." Oh, that makes me want to cry.
Is that still true?
Here is my math award. Oh, the rubber band just is not rubber anymore and just disintegrated off into that is. Achievement award. It has illustrated shoes all over it for some reason. And it says, "This award is presented to Stephanie Levine," which I clearly wrote my own name into, "for having successfully completed all the learning steps of the homework booklet, math level 3.
I was just going to say, the back of that looks like the back of a textbook.
Yes.
There's a barcode and everything.
Oh, yeah. I love that. I was like, you know what? I haven't won any awards that I can put in, so I'm gonna write my own in here. Just so future people know how good I was at math. Clearly, that helped out. It appears... feels like there's some crayons in here.
Oh, man.
Ew! There's a lollipop stuck to the crayons.
Is it still in its plastic?
Ish, but it's now stuck to the crayons. There is a fake business card for Lucinda Melvin, me, and popular girl number 2.
What was your business?
Crafts and Co.
Okay.
There is also a business card for me and 2 boys in my grade at the time. It says, "No smoke ink. Smokers call us." Which I guess is an anti-smoking company.
Yeah. Look at you competing with the DARE program.
Let's see. These other business cards. There's a business card for another girl in my grade and I called Animal Art Portraits. There's one for Kids Place. It has everything, like food and little toys.
You were so enterprising. I love that you had all these little businesses.
Yeah. And then Childhood Friends company, Paperweight Co.
It was just hers?
It just has her name on it.
She so works alone.
Oh, American Girl Doll.
Uh-oh.
This is American Girl Doll order form.
Did you ever have one? I had always lusted after, but I never had
the actual doll. Expensive.
Yeah.
But I had a Bitty Baby, which was their
their
like baby doll version. That wasn't like a little girl looking thing. It was like an actual like,
infant
baby doll. Yeah. See? Okay. So it's also like a little catalog and what's on the first page, but the care and keeping of you, the puberty
there
book.
There you go. Yes.
That I have referenced multiple times.
If this time capsule does anything, I think it totally like underlines the truth of everything you have said in this podcast.
Yeah.
All of your memories.
Yeah. Validated. Oh, another envelope.
Who's that from?
Another childhood friend wrote my children a note. So we'll see what that is about.
Wow.
Oh, crap. I'm so sorry. The story about the Irish guy from 1848, this is a 16-page story. It just got separated.
That's so anyway, why your teacher said it was a saga.
Oh, it's a 19. Oh, it's a 19-page story. Man, I will have to get into that because it's just very intriguing from page 1, as we heard. So I'll get into that later. We have this is also company provided. The time capsule company. It says a personal profile, and then it has like pages to fill in. Oh, this is great. Okay, all about me. Oh, and apparently another childhood friend wrote this. All about me. I don't know why. My age was 12 and 1/4. It felt it was appropriate to put the 1/4 on there.
Yeah.
Oh, I was already 5'7.5".
Really?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. I'm sorry. No, I was 5 foot and I weighed 75 pounds.
Oh.
How is that even possible? Is that possible? Can you be 5 foot and weigh 75 pounds? I guess as a small child, as a 12-year-old, 75 pounds. Ugh, gone are the days.
You didn't have like the boobs and the butt.
Yeah, true, yeah. True. It says I work at school, which is technically correct. It has my address of the time. My interests: soccer, comedy.
There you go.
Friends, music, movies. And my talents are soccer, being a friend, and math, which clearly, because you saw the
I saw the award.
The family car at the time was a 98 Chrysler minivan that was gold.
Yes. Was it the one with the automatic doors?
I did not write that down. But I don't believe so. No.
Maybe that was later.
There is an approximate cost of the car, which must have been me asking my parents how much it cost. So that's funny. And then some of my best friends are childhood friend, popular girl number two, Lucinda Melvin, and another childhood friend. Those are my best friends.
Wow. Okay, that checks. That checks out.
My average day, I get up at 6:15. I go to school at 7:30. I end school at 3:30. I do homework right after. I do after school activities at 4, dinner at 6, and sleep at 9. Oh, okay. Here's a whole page of prices. Music compact disc.
Ooh.
$15. Pair of jeans, $30.
Wow, those were the days.
Movie ticket, $5. Ooh. Gallon of gas, $1.20. Haircut, $12. annual income, NA. Oh, trends.
This is a very useful page.
Yeah. Trends. Toys that were trendy, Pokemon. Technology, mm-hmm. PCs, Nintendo 64, Dreamcast, and DVDs. Movies, Titanic, romance comedy. TV shows, sitcoms spelled with a C. And Friends. Products, clothes. Yeah. Cars, VW bugs.
Oh, the punch. Is that when we would do the punch buggy?
Yeah.
Punch back?
Yeah. And fashion, khakis and fleece. The places in the future I want to go: England, Ireland, and Australia. Wow, I was thinking
you
big.
Fucking thinking loved really Ireland.
clothing that's popular: Abercrombie and Fitch, Gap, Old Navy, Eddie Bauer, Banana Republic.
Eddie Bauer, yeah.
My thoughts on today's fashion: cool, dude, sometimes disgusting. My thoughts on today's sports: awesome, women kick butt. My favorite songs: Blue by Eiffel 65. That's the, like,
I'm blue. Yeah. Somebody told me that the words were, yeah, I'm blue, if I were green, I would die. Is that really?
It's a lie.
It's just a way
to
come along.
It's a convenient lie. And Shania Twain, spelled with a Y in Shania.
Shania Twain.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Here's my favorite actors, but there was an order correction that was done after the fact. Mm-hmm. The order written down was Tom Cruise, Sandra Bullock, Nicole Kidman, and Jonathan Taylor Thomas.
Who'd you move to the top?
No, I switched Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. So really, I really liked Nicole Kidman.
I think this could have, I need to look this up. When did they get a divorce? Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise. I'm just
curious.
They were married? They were married.
Huh.
So I wonder if, you know,
the divorce had me, like,
impacted you. Yeah, you were like, you know.
I still liked them, but I liked her more.
Okay, Cruise and Kidman split in a bitter 2001 divorce.
This was before.
Wow, so maybe you kind of saw it coming. You know?
Yeah. My favorite TV shows: Whose Line Is It Anyway? And Friends.
Okay.
Did not have any favorite books that I wanted to make clear. My thoughts on today's entertainment: good. Technology is great. Oh, wow. Some top news stories from this year: Columbine shooting. Oh, Jesus.
Ooh.
Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. Charles Schultz retired. The Peanuts guy. That's what I wrote. Wow. Maybe that has something to do with the comic that was torn out. And then Y2K. My thoughts on the media? Everything's getting scary. Dangerous.
Stevie, I feel like you would say the same thing today.
Yeah, everything's so dangerous. Technology that amazes me? Palm Pilots.
That's stylish. I really wanted a Palm Pilot. I had no idea what I could use it for. But the idea of just like writing on a little screen.
Tiny cell phones, caller ID, the internet, surfing internet on TV, and computerized books.
Oh.
And then it says my technology predictions. And then it says look on letter. So my letter has something about my predictions.
I want to see this letter. I want to hear it.
My predictions for the future. These are interestingly broad. Cures for diseases. Peace on earth. Of course. Won't use pens anymore. Yeah. Obviously. We're not using pens now. Apartments only. Apartments only.
Oh.
No need for anything but apartments, apparently.
Oh.
What I hope will be invented in the future. This says pill live forever. So a pill in which you take it and you live forever. I guess that's what I wanted.
Yeah.
Flying cars. Little computer stores all info.
We got that. We got
and
that.
And also just generally speed of light.
Selling a little? Or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There is a receipt for Harris Teeter in here. Looks like I got some hard salami. I think, you know what all this is I think that, like, I wasn't making this for really myself. I think that, like, someone's going to find this, and they're going to be like, what is this?
They're going to learn about.
What's Harris Teeter? What's a receipt? It's, you know what's so crazy is it says on this receipt who the store manager, like, the full name of the store manager was David Fulp, was the store manager of this Harris Teeter on November 14th, 1999.
I was a little bit curious about what David Fulp is doing now.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like he's still a manager at Harris Teeter.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, according to allpeople.com.
Okay, all right, there's a big, oh, sorry to disappoint, but it looks like a giant American Girl catalog. It's taking up, I'd say, a decent half a pound.
That's what, yeah, exactly, that was what I was filling up.
The half. Was just this catalog.
I loved when American Girl doll, you can check actually in that catalog and let me know if it's there, but when they started allowing you to customize it to be different skin tones and hair, I mean, I still never got one, but I just felt like the possibilities, the excitement grew.
It was called, something. But I do think that's the catalog because on the front, there's this girl that looks like she's sleeping with a miniature version of herself, which is always comforting. This is an invitation to a New Year's Eve party that I specifically remember because everyone was actually scared of Y2K. So the energy was like weird at that 1999.
Weren't we like disconnecting our computer, like unplugging the computer from the outlets?
Yeah.
God, there's crazy weird shit going on. Yeah.
Yeah. The party, like it's 1999. Like I get the meaning because we didn't know if there was going to be, I guess, a 2000.
Yeah, it's like an end of days.
That would be an anxious ass party is the thing. Oh, a popular science magazine.
So she was into math and science.
We also have an Entertainment Weekly.
Who's on the cover?
From December 1999. It's Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow with brown hair.
Oh, was that the Talented Mr. Ripley?
Yeah.
Is that why they're
there? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Talented Mr. Ripley, Matt and Gwyneth, and Sex and Murder. How the Oscar winners turned up the heat on the terrifying new thriller.
Oh, you know what you don't see anymore? The back of that magazine has a Camel ad. I don't think you see sexy cigarette ads anymore.
We also have something that looks like a school, like, newsletter situation from the students, but it's called the Ruach Review. Ruach, I think, means spirit. Ruach.
Okay.
So the first article is, of course, by Lucinda Melvin.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to present the Ruach Review. The B'nai Shalom sixth graders have been working hard for the past weeks creating their first edition of the Ruach Review. This newspaper includes articles designed and written by the class discussing events that are both class and school related. Can you believe it really happened? This was not an easy assignment, although at first the idea of a newspaper seemed exciting. This has proven to be a very slow and tedious process. That's what's written on the first issue. That's like the first words to read of this Ruach Review. Is
that,
like,
this was a shitty process.
Yeah, it seemed like it was gonna be fun. Turns out it wasn't really that fun, but I guess here's the rest of it. What have I written for this? Popular Girl number 2 wrote, rock stars take the stage at the lip sync concert.
Oh, is this the one where you dressed up like the guys? Like NSYNC or something?
Yes, this was NSYNC. Because at the end it says, childhood friend Stephanie Levine and Lucinda Melvin were tearing up our hearts as they performed a favorite NSYNC song. Hell yeah. Oh, here we go. Here's what I've written. Brad Pitt is playing volleyball? Everyday occurrences become hilarious stories. In B'nai Shalom's volleyball game against Guilford Day, someone was mistaken for the famous movie star, Brad Pitt. Had the star-struck teen taken a good look, she would have noticed that the person she thought was Mr. Pitt had clean hair. We know that it cannot be Brad, since his hair is always greasy. In the middle school's lip-sync contest, props were popular among the participants, especially balloons. Why on earth? I wrote two sentences about Brad Pitt, and now we're off to a different
classic
subject.
Bait and switch.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in the second round, there were some casualties. One of our own Barbie girls had a water balloon pop out during a cartwheel.
No.
Water balloon.
Was it
boobs?
Me? Was I at B'nai Shalom?
Oh my gosh. The Britney Spears wannabes had trouble keeping their balloons in their proper locations as they danced their hearts out.
Wannabes, you're so mean.
I know. Fortunately, no one was seriously wounded. However, the social hall stage did have traces of cosmetic shrapnel, and there were some deflated egos. Rumor has it that the Barbies may seek legal action against the Beluga Balloon Company. Stay tuned to the Judge Judy show to see how this works out. Tissues have rapidly disappeared from the middle school supply room and were found in some desks in room A of the middle school. A crack group of sixth grade detectives believe they had a clue to the identity of these snot criminals. The sixth graders hope that the trash can bandits will eventually locate a garbage receptacle before a complete invasion of rubbish forces them to surrender their desks to these bandits.
You were a gossip columnist.
Apparently. I would love to know who was mistaken for Brad Pitt.
For Brad Pitt.
At the volleyball game. Here is a piece of art that I have made that says, it's really cool. And it says flub.
Flub. Ooh.
That is cool.
That is cool.
You know what? Maybe I'll put this on
Turn it around. Turn it around and it looks like two pairs of boobies.
It does. You know what? I saw it coming. Maybe this is a reference to Flubber, which I do believe I liked the Flubber movie. So this could be that. And then, oh, and here we go. The infamous play in which I was the narrator was called Dr. Drakeup and the Laser-Driven Dreidel. And there we have it. There we have
that. Wow. Okay.
Ew. A lanyard soaked in disgusting sugary meltiness. It is a lanyard for the NC State Fair from 1999.
Oh, the birthday trip.
There's also another comic that is just covered in goop, and there is a pen in here, which I guess I thought weren't going to exist by now, so I really wanted to show. And there's also a Land's End catalog. Wow, helpful.
Should we get into the letters?
Let's read the one to me from my sister.
So this is your younger sister, Jess.
And I believe she must have been like 10. Her average day. Okay, this is interesting. Her average day was go to school, come home, do homework. And her goals for the future are crossed out. But I can see that they used to say to be a good mom. Then they were crossed out.
And then they were crossed out.
Her favorite musical group was Hoku.
Oh, God. Thank God she didn't say Annie.
Her favorite movie was Stuart Little. I thought this was going to be a letter to me.
She just wanted to get in on the time capsule.
Favorite sports star, and it says Stephanie, which is really cute. But then, not going to age too well, it says favorite book, Harry Potter, favorite author, J.K. Rowling. Oof, she's going to regret.
A lot of people's childhood favorite.
Yeah, she's going to regret. My message to you. There's a section, my message to you. Hi.
And then she closed it. That's it.
That is the message to me. And then, let's see. The message to my children from my friend.
Okay, yes.
You, all these years, school with you all these years has been funny and interesting. You are a great friend, and your children will take after you, definitely.
Okay.
All right, and then let's see what my 12-year-old ass wrote to my kids.
How are you feeling now? I know you were really anxious at the beginning of this.
This feels right. This feels like what a 12-year-old would do. You know, I wasn't like really capable of thinking of something like weighty at this particular point. I put freaking 3 American Girl brochures in and threw in a Land's End situation. Like, I don't know who I was talking to. So let's see if I said anything poignant to my future kids. My predictions for life in the future, which of course I teased earlier, make a computer chip to a PC that they install into your arm.
Oh, right. The COVID vaccine that everybody says. Right.
Okay. And here to wrap things up, here's my message to my kids. Hi. I don't know your names at this point in time. But I know you're good children from your mommy, Stephanie Levine.
Wow. I want to read into this a little bit.
Okay.
I was very curious what you would say to your children, because we've talked about whether you want kids or not. And is it public knowledge what your answer is?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't want kids.
You don't want kids. So I was so curious, like, what the hell would you say to them?
Yeah.
And I feel like you were appropriately...
polite.
Tight mouth. Yeah. Even then, you're like, not a lot of ideas about what you could be, so let's not waste space.
Yeah.
Let me focus on inventions and predictions.
Totally. Little did my 12-year-old ass know that I would be opening this time capsule on a podcast, which didn't exist, And at the top of this podcast, I would talk about carving a butthole into my pumpkin. That's where I'm at, 12-year-old me. At 35, that's how much I have my shit together. Yes. You know what? Maybe I'll make my next time capsule for, you know, 20 years from now and see how much more poignant I can be at 35 for my 55-year-old self, who for sure by then will have her shit together.
Yeah. She'll have some words for those kids that are ruining her yard. This does make me want to do a time capsule and just like start collecting all of the junk mail that comes to my house. just like, it's just a recycling bin.
Hey, listen, you got to fill up the space somehow, you
know? Somehow. Totally. Somehow. Totally. Oh, well, thank you for opening that with us. I feel like that was like a very vulnerable thing. You didn't know what was in there.
Yeah.
You could have been outing yourself in many ways.
Sorry, it wasn't more exciting than this. but thanks for bearing with me.
You fact checked everything, and you know, truth and facts are important. So sure. thanks for proving that. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening to this episode of Best Friends Back. All right.
You can catch brand new episodes every Friday, so make sure you follow so you don't miss an episode. If you're enjoying the podcast, leave us a review. You can follow at Mythical Pods on TikTok for clips to share with family and friends. You can follow me everywhere at Nagin and Stevie everywhere at Stevie W. Levine.
And of course, you can hear me every Monday through Friday on Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link at youtube.com/Good Mythical Morning. I'll see you there.